Hi guys, and welcome to another episode of Value Cafe with Esther. Thank you so much for joining me this week again. This is actually the final episode of my ongoing series of my NYSC shenanigans. And don't get me wrong, like, my NYSC is still very on, but you know, we have to move on to other things. And over time, I'll be referring back to some of the experiences that I have over the course of my service here. And no other person is better to round this up than my guest today. It's actually a very good friend of mine from as far back as my UID. Seun Oyelude, or Coach Seun. So Seun served in Kogi State. That was back in 2018. And so Seun, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you, Esther. Thank you for having me.
How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you. Thanks for the privilege.
You're welcome, and thanks for honoring our invitation. So tell us, before we get to the part where, you know, cut the soap for us, you know, distribute, generally, how was your NYC experience like? What was the most fun thing you did and the worst experience you had, both of them?
Wow. For the fun part, I have this mindset of wanting to live life to the fullest at every point in time. So during my service year, I lived life to the fullest every moment, and almost every moment was like a fun moment for me. Yeah, but one moment I would like to recollect now was the summit. So it was actually a fun moment for me because it was a time off work, off NYC work. Like it wasn't an NYC event actually, but it was Yali Nigeria, like FCT, that organized the event, and then I was one of the delegates from Kogi State. So we had a nice time, we hanged out, ate suya, visited Jabi Lake Mall. That was the first time I visited Jabi Lake Mall and all that. So that was a fun moment I would like to recollect. Then for the worst moment, do I really have a worst moment of my service here? Were moments when we went for clearance.
Yeah. All that noise and crowd and serere.
No. That's not even an issue. But my LGI, my LGI is an iron bender. He made life hell for us. Like, I got to the point that I was discouraged. He's just making life hell for us. So whenever it was time for clearance or CDS, I just log out. So I didn't enjoy that part of my service here.
That was like since 2018, right?
Yes.
Did you have anything major in mind when you were going for NYC? Like, oh, as I'm going to, like, you know, stand out, I'm going to do this, I'm going to win the presidential award or something like that? Or you were just, you know, being shown and everything like that?
Okay. One thing that comes to play here is my core values. I have one of my core values is the core value of, like I said earlier, living life to the fullest. When I was going for my NYC, I had it in mind that I was going to do one thing that will make me always remember 2018, that I did not waste my service here. Because people have this mindset that NYC is a scam, NYC is a waste of time, just goes. I said, I'm going to do one thing. So what will determine what I do will be my GPA. If I were posted to the university, because I tried working my way to Federal University, Lokoja. If I were posted to the university, I would have spent my 1 year writing research papers, collaborating with lecturers and professors and all that. That was my plan. Then if I were posted somewhere else where I could get engaged in economic activities, I would have started a business. Like, I just wanted to do one thing that would make me stand out. So what then made me go ahead to do CDS to do ambitious CDS projects was that I was eventually posted to a rural community, like a rural community that does not have anything.
A village, a village.
A village that for several years before I got there, coppers who served in that village never saw light in their eyes. A village that does not have good water supply. You have to go to the stream to fetch water, or you go to a well. So I was posted to a very remote village. And then I found out that the only thing I could do there was to do community service. And I already had a special community service in UI. And then one thing that spurred me to go ahead with the community service, or to even start the community service in the first place, was that one of my friends at UI then, Rona of Barry, he had 5,000 books that his NGO raised to help support indigenous students in Ibadan. So I was like, wow, Rona, you have 5,000 books at your disposal. Please, my children here also need books, so can you help me? And then he supported me 500. Again, so that was what bettered my CDS, when I found out that, okay, I have someone who already have books on the ground and could support me with as many as I needed. Yeah, so in the village where I served, I could not do business. I could not write research papers. What research paper do you want to write when there's no light? You get, so I just had to do that CDS, because even when I went to camp, I didn't go to camp with the mindset of pursuing the presidential award. I was aware of presidential award because someone very close to me won the award in 2011 and went to the UK for MSc and PhD scholarship. You get, I didn't even tell her I was going for NYSC. I just went to the camp. I didn't do much at the camp. Okay, it was after camp, when I started CDS, that I now took NYSC more seriously than I had taken it prior to that time.
And I think it's very amazing what you did, like books to the student. I know that even if you do like something with them, one touch, and then you leave and everything, but at least the books are going to be with them for a long while, and you know, they can always read, they can always learn. And maybe because I have a bias anyway for books, anyways, a good book is a gift that keeps giving, that even after you've left them, those who got the books will always, you know, have something to read and learn and be exposed about the world, and you know, improve their vocabulary, and you know, their imaginations are just like opened wide from stuff that they've read in books. So
what does the Presidential NYSC Honors Award entail? If someone like me, like I'm interested, what are the things they look out for, and what are the opportunities like that open and available to you as a result of that, and yeah, stuff like that?
Okay, so the NYSC President's NYSC Honors Award is one of the most prestigious awards in the Federal Republic of Nigeria that will be awarded to any youth. A very prestigious award which the president himself issues to deserving ex-core members.
Okay.
Now, this award is also one of the most transparent process I've seen in Nigeria, as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Now, not just anybody is giving the award. You don't just get the award because you know somebody. Yeah, it doesn't happen that way. The process is a very transparent process, and here is how it begins. For you to be considered for the NYSC Presidential Award, first of all, you must win another award. And
you must win that state
another award as either overall best passing out core member or second overall best passing out core member. So only two persons get to win the state award during every passing out parade. Or there are some passing out parade where four persons or five persons get to win the state honors award, but only the top two are recommended to Abuja for consideration or for further consideration. You understand? So only the top two are. So for you to win the state honors award, you must distinguish yourself, do personal CDS, and your personal CDS must meet the needs of your immediate society, of your immediate community. For example, someone like me who served in a village where there was no light, where there was poor education, it would be absurd for me to initiate a project that does not meet the need of the people. It would be absurd for me to, let's say, donate, what can I say now? Donate something that really does not meet the need of the people. Let's say I paint, I'm looking for an example. Let's say I paint the King's Palace. If that does not meet the need of the people, that does not solve their problem. Before I got to NYSC, the King's Palace has always been painted, so it does not my business. And if I did not do that, the King's Palace would still be painted. So I won't be, NYSC would not recognize that as an impactful project. Now, NYSC, look at your project. How many people does it impact? To what extent is your impact really an impact, like a tangible impact? Yes. And NYSC also looks at, okay, the people they are impacting, like, how does your project touch the common man in your host community, the common child in your host community? Yes. So it's not all about doing ambitious projects. I did this, I did that, I built a story building. You build a story building in a community where they don't have water to drink, in a community where they are drinking dirty water. No, your project does not have any impact. Okay? So now you need to do a project that has impact, that meets the need, the immediate need. And that's why even to do personal CDS, first of all, you need to do needs assessment. Carry out surveys among the traditional rulers, among the children, among the students, among the all the stakeholders. Get to know what are the needs of members of this community. Say that, okay, obviously we don't have water, we need drinkable water or pipe bomb. Yeah, so aside relevance, you should also follow due process. There's a process to doing NYSC CDS. You don't just go about like, I'm doing projects. No. You have to write a letter to your state coordinator. Like, there's a protocol involved, actually. So after you've gone through that protocol and everything has been documented, you are then given the authority to commence. Yeah, so anybody who does not follow those processes, his or her CDS will not be counted. Okay, so it's good to play by the rules. Now, after you've done your CDS, before your POP, all the CDSs that were done in the state will be evaluated and scored. So the persons with first who came out first and second positions, they are filed with the Central Abuja for further consideration for the President NYSC Honours Award. Now, that NYSC President Honours Award is a very long and stringent selection process that is involved. When your files get to Abuja, not every files that get to Abuja will be considered for the award or will eventually be given the award. That person must have met a lot of criteria. Okay, that's why, like I said earlier, it's good to play according to the rules. Now, for you to even get to that point of being considered for NYSC President Honours Award, like in the committee, you must have best or overall second best in your state. Now, after the two best have been sent to Abuja, they will begin to screen. They has a three-man committee that constitutes of high-level professionals drawn from different fields of the society. Some of the members of that committee are drawn from the army, from the military, from police, from FRSC, from Association of Vice Chancellors of Nigerian Universities, from ambassadors, from diplomats, like just from all over, from all walks of life. Yes, so it's a three-man committee. And then, yes, there's also representative from CAN, the Association of Nigeria, and I think Muslim Association of Nigeria, something like that. Like, you have representation from different spheres of life. So it is not a process that NYSC has a direct control over. It's a transparent process where that committee has no link with any of the awardees. So what they do is that they judge based on evidences, and then based on evidences, they fish out, like, they grade and they say, okay, yes, this should be selected and that should be selected and this should not be selected. Now, they have a criteria. They have criteria for selection. One of the criteria is that, number one, you must have contributed actively during your orientation camp program. Like, you must have been an active participant. Either you participated in match pass, in sports, Miss NYSC, Mr. NYSC, you worked in the clinic. Like, you must have a track record of active leadership and service work during your orientation camp. So, like I said, it's a 33-man committee. Okay, so that committee, they judge or they assess each of the files sent to them based on certain standards. And one of those standards, the standards include, number one, such person must have been an active participant and manifest leadership qualities during their orientation camp or camping exercise. Mm-hmm. Either you participated in match pass or sports, Mr. NYSC, Miss NYSC, Saeed, and all that. You must have tangible track record. And then if you won in any of those things, it's another added advantage. That's one. Then secondly, such person must have done personal CDS apart from the group CDS. So personal CDS is another consideration. They also rate your personal CDS.
Okay.
So for you to be, yeah, exactly. Then number three is that you must have a good report from your PPA where you were posted to work. You must have a good report there. Then number four is that during the passing out parade, you were also actively engaged, actively involved. You get, so these are the four criteria that they judge by. So, that they consider. And now that PPA report is very important because NYSC believes that you are not a leader if after building Towa or Babel in your host community, you don't have a good report from your PPA. You didn't have a good rapport with your HOD or with your employer. That no, you didn't. So these are some things that they look at. Then also some other things that NYSC looks at to consider who gets selected eventually include whether or not you redeployed. Any person who redeployed from their original state of hosting has already lost. Such person could win state award but not presidential award. But then there's there's a constitution for women, for married women who redeployed on the grounds of marriage. Those ones are eligible to win, yes. But other people, married men, you are not eligible to redeploy and be considered for presidential award. Yeah, so it's actually, yeah, exactly. So that's what it entails, like to win the presidential award. It's a long process. It's not easy, but it's possible to win. And now winning the presidential award, it came with a lot of joy. Like, it came with a lot of excitement to me. Like, I was so ecstatic the day I got the call that I've been selected, and I was to report at a particular hotel and all that. Like, I that day I was working actually, and when I after getting the call, I just stopped working. I went to meet my father. It was really joyous. Like, so for
you
me,
reach now.
Yeah, the presidential award is, yeah, it's a very rich award. Like, you know, those days on campus, there were several awards that you get from student organizations and all that.
Yeah,
don't come with money. They're just paper awards. you get audio award. But for the first time in my life, I got an award that came with instant cash.
Hey.
You get. Instant money. Mm. The president gave us 100K as pocket money and 30K as transport money. That's 130K instant. Then we're also given scholarship for master's and PhD studies in any country of our choice within Nigeria. Then number three, we're given automatic. Okay, we were also given scholarship.
Master's and PhD, yeah?
Yeah, in any university in Nigeria.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, although our senior colleagues, they went abroad. Yeah, okay. But things have changed. Yeah, but things have changed. And I reason with them why...
That it makes sense to be in the same country, yeah.
Yeah, and then even our senior colleagues, a lot of them abused that privilege because a lot of them went abroad and they never returned. And some of them still have their jobs because we're also given automatic employment. So some of them did not come back to pick up their job and they're collecting salary. And the process of dismissal in the is not that straightforward. Because you can choose that, okay, tomorrow we are going to dismiss this person who has not showed up. You know, it's a federal job. And then the person just come up and start saying, sorry, I didn't run away. I did this. My PhD has not finished. So a lot of Nigerians abuse that privilege. That's why, that's one of the reasons it has to become local scholarship so that you have nowhere to run to after your PhD. And if you want to run, you have to, you have to resign from your job. So we also, we're also giving automatic employment in the federal civil service. So now winning the presidential award, to be honest, the most important aspect of everything is just the honor of being an awardee, to be honest. The honor is the most highly prized part of it for me. Yeah, just that honor, because that honor of his own on its own is a key that I can use to open
so many other doors. That's the
so many other doors. Yeah. For example, the award, it comes with a certificate that was signed by the president. You get, like, I have a certificate with my name and the president's signature on it. Yeah. Then we also had medal. We're also given a medal, national gold medal. The type you see on TV, I'm telling you. So I have that national gold medal. Then I also have lapel and gold lapel and gold medal, the military medal. That's a medal, yeah. So these medals are door openers to, for example, I think it was our president or the PRO of our national association who was telling us that whenever he's going for any visa interview, he wears his national gold medal, and that gives him a point because this person is a national hero. He's not just an ordinary Nigerian on the street, or he's not just the average Nigerian on the street. He has control. So that's one of the questions that they get to ask you at the embassy. That, oh, this medal, where did you win it? What did you do? Say, okay, this is a presidential medal and all that. So with the award, there are so many ways that I can use that to advance my own career and all that. So that's the most important aspects of it for me. So, and then since I won the award, I've been to different places, I've met people, and you just go to a place and you tell them that, oh, I was one of the, I'm a presidential honors award, and they're like, wow. For example, in Oyo State, we're only four who won the award in Oyo State. A lot of states had zero. A lot of states produced zero awardee as per state of origin. But Oyo State produced four. Yeah, Oyo State produced four. And when I get to any office in Oyo State and I'm like, oh, I'm one of the four. Okay, even from Oyo State as state of origin, by the grace of God, I was the overall best. or 2018 study. Any office I go to, I'm like, oh, I'm an awardee. They're like, wow. I remember after the award, I sent, okay, on the, even on the day before the award, I sent SMS around. I sent to the former vice chancellor and all that, and everybody's just happy. Wow, yes, we are proud to have an awardee. Yes, you know, now at that point, everybody begins to know. So after the award, because a lot of my colleagues began to visit their vice chancellors to present their award to the vice chancellors, I did the same thing. I requested to see the VC, and within 2 or 3 days, I got a reply that the VC will be seeing you on Friday, I think the same week. Yeah, so those are privileges that come with being an awardee. Like, you have access to places, you meet people, and meet people. Although, yeah, for now, I've moved on. I've gone beyond that point of being an awardee. I'm looking at how can I apply this thing to better my life? How can I apply this privilege? It's not all about I want an award, because to be honest, that is the point where many of my colleagues, they are still at the point of I won an award. They are still posting pictures of I was in Nassau Rock, I was in this hotel, I was in that hotel, I was in Abuja. No, I took flights. No. You get, like, I've gone beyond that point. So it's a very nice experience, actually, but the experience is also very expensive to attain. Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Well done. So for anybody who is interested in being an awardee for this year, just you can go back, you can rewind, and the processes involved, the documents involved, and everything like that. So before I round up, let me ask, like, how's the life now? How is it like? How is it? Of course, you said that it has given you an edge, it has given you access and everything like that. So your everyday life and career, what you are into now, and, you know, stuff like that.
Okay, yeah. So at the moment, we've been given appointments. Yes, and my own appointment was with the presidency, although I've not resumed yet. But even before the award came, I had been a life coach, and that is what I keep doing today. So every day I wake up thinking about how to serve my clients better and all that. Yet, but most of the benefits I would reap, like I would take advantage of in the future. You know, so like for now, I just have to be on a low key, because the job process, the scholarship process, I have to put some things in order. So, for example, if I want to leave the country, it's not difficult for me, but I should not do that now. I need to put all these things in order, because it's even an added advantage to my own CV that, oh, I started my career in the presidency of Nigeria. Even if I have just 1 year experience, yes, and then I go out, it's another advantage. Like, I already have work experience, and for me, I want to have like 3 or 4 years work experience with the presidency, and then move on to greater heights or move on to other heights if necessary. I'm not saying that I'm going out, but I'm saying if necessary. And even within Nigerian system, there are other places where I can work as a consultant. Why? Because I've worked in one of the highest offices in the country. Yes, I could work as a consultant. I could change job. I could resign after a number of years and change job. And it would be easy to get even a private sector job. Why? Just because I already have a work experience, and I also have been trained by the government. You understand? So my new employer might not have much training to do. So exactly. So it's a very nice experience. And the advice I would give to anyone who has won the award is, please know how to make use of this award, because a lot of people
want it's one thing to win the award, it's one thing to apply it and leverage it.
Exactly. I remember one of my friends in UI then graduated with the first class, and I sent her just a message. I said, please make good use of your first class. Or award, or it's not all about the pride and prestige and ego attached to it. It's about how you can use it to your advantage. You understand? Because you see two people who are first class. One person will package that first class and just go about saying, "Oh, I'm first class," and apply for several scholarships and have like two or three scholarships to choose from at the end of the day. Whereas another person just say, "I'm first class," and all he has is what his stories to tell children. My university is our first class. My university is our first class. And if you look at this person, this person was a first class, but he's not rich. This is not the first class, but he's not gainfully employed. You understand? So it's all about what you can do with the award. So now, for you to even raise funds with your host community and all that, that shows that you have leadership qualities. And then after you were recommended for the presidential award, in between when you were recommended and when it comes, at least 2 years, there's a 2 years gap. A lot of us that won the award, we were not expecting the award. So before the award came, we were already actively engaged in something. We were all leaders, like doing other things. And to many, it even came as a distraction. Some of the awardees who were awarded with me, they are already, like, at the time of the award, they were already based abroad and they could not even come down to Nigeria to get the award. A lot of my colleagues who were given automatic employment, they did not pick up the employment because they don't need it. Even though they are in Nigeria, they already engaged in one place or the
other place.
So the award on its own does not make you. It is your leadership qualities that make you, and it's your leadership qualities that earn you the award. You understand? So if you find an average awardee, is an ambitious person. Like Esther, you know me when I was in school, during our school days. Like, I was not the lazy type. I was not the person who would just sit somewhere.
At all. Yeah, you were very involved.
Exactly. Very involved, moving from one project to the other. At a point, I sat down then, and I counted the project I was into at a point, and I think I had like 6 projects. Which one can I cut? I can't cut any. I had to do all of them. I went to NYC with the same spirit. I finished NYC with the same spirit. Even after NYC, I've been moving life with the same spirit. Since I left NYC, I've written a book. I've even completed a second book which I have not published. And I still have other books I'm writing. I have a lot of things on my table. So it is not just about the award, but it is about you becoming
kind
of personality that then attracts that award.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you become something. The becoming is the first. So in this life, you know, you must aspire to perspire. You don't just... I see a lot of people who just want to win award. If you pursue award alone, you'll be frustrated. That person will burn out, because the day you go to your LGI, I want to submit proposal, LGI will discourage you and say, it's not for people like you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, but if you are the kind of person that, you already have it at heart. I remember when I was supposed to work at Federal University Local Jail, because that was where I chose, based on my connection in Kogi State. You get at the camp, based on my connection, I chose Federal University Local Jail. But the state coordinator had to push me by herself to a village. When I go to the village, because she said local jail coppers were too much, were too many, that they needed more people in the villages. So they reshuffled and I was sent to a village. When I got to the village, I would not have stayed back in the village, but just one thing kept me back was the love I had for the children I met that day. I saw these children, these innocent children, and I'm like, I knew that I had something in me to deposit in them. That was what kept me. Even during my project, that was what kept me going. The community I served was a Muslim community. That even for me to go to church, I have to travel to another community to attend church.
Wow.
You understand? So it's a Muslim community. But I even live in the house of Muslims. Like, a Muslim family accommodated me and they fed me from their pot. So I was not like in the most comfortable place, because I would have been more comfortable living among Christians. But I just feel like, no, like this 1 year, I need to make it count.
Other experience, yeah.
Exactly. I need to make this 1 year count. I need to.
And then like, you did.
Yeah, one thing that gives me a sense of fulfillment is in impacting others. That's what's like giving me a sense of fulfillment. So when I started this my CDS, I just kept looking at those children, that these children, I need to impact them. And at the same time, I need to earn any benefit that comes from it in the process, which includes the state award. Because that state award, even if I had no presidential award, the state award alone is another advantage on my CV.
Definitely.
You remember during our university days, we attended a lot of conferences and events and we earned certificates. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to a point, I realized that all certificates are not the same.
Yeah,
all certificates not have the same power. So there's a kind of certificate you have, you hold, that carries the state governor's signature. There's a certificate you hold that carries the president's signature. Like, see, I need one of these or two of these kind of certificates in my life. That anywhere you tender it, it is tenable. So I was like, okay, let me help these children. And in the process, so at a point in time, I realized that, okay, with the way I was going, I could win an award. So that encouraged me to even go the extra mile. Some things I never planned on even initially, I included them in my project. I had to do a lot of projects. Like, I just kept doing projects upon projects. And the more I was doing projects, the more resources were coming for more projects that I did not plan for.
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up doing between 8 to 10 projects eventually. Mm-hmm. Although what my major project was the establishment of a library in my PPA. Again, so what I'm trying to say is that if you just go with I want to win an award, you will burn out. Again, it was passion that kept me going. Again, it was passion. It was passion and capacity. I've already built the capacity, I already had the connection. The library I established, let me tell you how I established it. I called my friend in Ibadan, guy, I need 500 books. He sent me 500 books. I called Book for Africa Initiative. No, Book My School Initiative. I called the founder, Hero Abdullahi Idris in Abuja. He's also a past presidential awardee. He just came out from the University of Manchester for his MSc scholarship. I called him, I said, Uncle, I need books. He sent me, I think, between 500 and 700 books. That was how I gathered books. The library shelf that we use, I call my PTA, my school PTA. I say, PTA, I've brought books, so what we need now, we need shelf. Drop money. They drop money. You get, and they put shelf. PTA, we need to renovate this classroom for the library. I literally did not spend money. You understand? Because I had built the capacity, I had the connection to raise books. I had the connection. I know how these things are done. I know how fundraising is done. You get, I know how fundraising is. So it's not all about I want to do projects, I want to do projects. Like, you need to build capacity, you need to learn and all that.
So that's wonderful. Thank you. Answered all my questions, even the ones I've not asked yet. And again, what you said, even if you do not end up winning an award, you know, focus on doing the work, focus on doing making impact, and effectively you're building capacity for more, you're building your track record, and most importantly, you're, you know, making relevant stuff happen, you're adding value to the lives of some people. So that was very, all your explanations have like really gone in long way, and I'm sure that the listeners have picked one or two things about making this happen for themselves over this service. Don't go and waste your time, go do stuff, be remembered for something wonderful, even if award comes or not. Thank you very much, Sheo, aka Coach Sheo, aka forget everything that I say. Don't forget everything that I say, you know. As much as I say civic engagement, impacts, books, everything. It's also, you know, a coach in the area of how to, you know, mushy relationship stuff and everything like that. And so you can check him out on Therapy for Singles on Instagram, and you know, you would also learn value from that soon. So thank you very much, Shane, for taking time out of your busy schedule. I know, and to the listeners, I hope you gained one or two things, and
do well to share the link with your friends to listen to. Let me know what you think. Send me a mail or a DM on Instagram at The Value Cafe Pod. I also drop my email in the description box below. And I really look forward to seeing you next Tuesday for a fresh new episode. Remember to have fun. Remember to add value to make things happen for yourself. Make good things happen for yourself. So thank you very much. And this is where we sign off. Bye.
Bye.